Let this one sink in one more time. Do you think I've come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. In our age of overheated politics, this almost sounds like a Twitter post, you could imagine. But this is the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news of Jesus Christ. How in the world is this good news? Division. It's good news because in this, Jesus is revealing to us that he is the creator at work in his creation. How so? Go back to Genesis. Think back to what we know about that account of the creation story in Genesis. Division is how God brings order out of chaos. It is precisely through division that God does that. The Hebrew people lived on the Mediterranean, so for them, when they think about the original state of chaos in creation, the poignant image that comes to mind for them is that of the vast sea. And if you've ever been to the beach and you've looked out at an enormous ocean, you know that for miles and miles, as far as you can see, it just looks like this great, undifferentiated mass. And so when the Hebrew people think about chaos, they imagine water, as far as you can see. That's chaos. And what does God do at the very beginning? He makes a division. He separates the firmament above from the earth below. And then on earth, he separates the dry land from the waters. All these divisions that the Lord has to make in order for his good creation to emerge, setting precise limits so that particular good things can come out of this mass of undifferentiated goodness. So, we see a whole succession of things come out of it. Light and dark, vegetation and the earth, all kinds of animals, animals of the land, animals of the sea, animals of the air. And finally, the creature for whom it is all prepared is a great gift, you and me. It all depends on God making particular limits so that one thing is not like the other. All meant as a gift to you and me. Okay, fast forward to the point of today's gospel. Jesus is now on earth, the creator among his creation. And he tells us, he says, I've come on earth to set it on fire. Jesus is an arsonist. But if you've ever been camping, you have a kind of intuitive sense of what he's getting at here. If you've ever been camping, you know the most triumphant moment of camping is when you get the fire started. You set up the tent, you've got everything laid out, but the big work is to set the fire ablaze. And notice how when you're camping, everyone is drawn to precisely that place. It's the place where everyone can be gathered, where everyone can enjoy each other's presence. It's the burning fire at the heart of the experience. Jesus comes as creator in his creation to set the fire ablaze, to gather everyone, to finally make the gift of himself. And what does he find? A very wet campsite. If you've ever been camping, you know how infuriating it is when everything you've got to start the fire with is totally doused and damp. There's no chance of getting it started. And so you can hear the Lord's frustration. I came to set fire on the earth, and with it we're already blazing, but all I see is the watery chaos of the beginning of creation. What's happened? What's happened is that the heart of creation, which is your heart and my heart, has moved back in the direction of chaos. Every single form of sin is a rejection of the good order that the good creator sets in his creation. It's a rejection of my being a creature, I don't accept the limits. I want to go beyond them. I'm attached to this or that when God has placed very clear parameters for what will be a gift to me and make me very happy. So there's a big watery mess in creation. What is it in my own life that creates this mess? What is it that needs to be cut out? The new division that the Creator has to make now is a division that runs through my very self. I will tell you, I've only been here at College Church for about 3 weeks. One of the most striking things about this parish is how many people come to confession. It kind of blows me away, honestly, because as a Jesuit, I've been so many places. So many people come to confession here. So many people confess so beautifully. And the confessional is, first of all, the place where the Creator makes a division. The division that runs right through me, right through the center of me. What is the division? It's between the person whom God desires for me to be and the person that I have chosen to be out of my stupidity, my selfishness, any number of things. And God has to make a division right through the center of me. Not just through the center of households, right through the center of me. And the place where he begins that division is right in the confessional. Where I can say, you know what, Lord? You're the Creator. I'm not. I love you and I accept what you give to me as the creature. Go back to creation for a moment. Those first two divisions that God makes. The firmament above to earth below. The dry land on one side, the waters on the other. There is, from the very beginning of creation, a vertical axis and a horizontal axis, and they form a cross. Go back and reread Genesis 1 tonight. From the very beginning, creation is stamped with the mark of God's love. Because he knows that if a cut is going to have to be made, he himself is the one who must bear the cut. From the very beginning, it's a very risky prospect, creation. But God guarantees it with his love. Last thing. Just like in the first reading today, Jeremiah let himself be cut off for Israel. They tossed him down that cistern. Jesus, wanting to set fire to the earth, lets himself be cut off. It's something we will never get over. I think we will contemplate this in eternity. Almighty God puts himself in a position where he himself can be cut off for our sake. It's the act of most profound humility that will never cease to amaze us. And it is a fire. It's like a great laser that cuts more precisely than anything else and that can set anything ablaze, including my own heart. Amen.